Eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
don't turn around.
Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But, just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's gonna do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't put mercury in the trash. Don't put mercury in the trash.
Fluorescent lamps.
Fluorescent lamps.
Thermometers.
Thermometers.
Thermostats.
Thermostats.
Button batteries.
Button batteries.
These could all contain mercury, so let's dispose of them properly.
Don't put mercury in the trash. Don't put mercury in the trash.
Know your products with mercury, so you can dispose of them properly.
Mercury is harmful to your health and the environment. To learn what products in your home may contain mercury and where to dispose of them, contact your local health department or visit keepmercuryfromrising.org. Brought to you by Wheelabrator Technologies and Covanta Energy, the people who convert your trash into clean, renewable electricity.
Know your products with mercury, so you can dispose of them properly.
KeepMercuryFromRising.org.
WMFO Medford, time travel with Chris Earle. I am Derek Gary. I am your Chris Earle for today. 617-627-3800 if you want to call in and say hi. Maybe request a love song. We are playing, in honor of spring, the greatest love songs of all time. And we're going through the decades as we do this. And we're up to the 1990s. And let me tell you, the 90s get weird because the 90s start out sort of in this fog and haze of the electro-dominated 1980s. The folk thing that happened in the late 80s just kind of dies out very quickly and everyone goes back to electronic pop. But then the proto-hipsters start showing up, and we're going to cover pretty much all of that territory in these next couple of songs here on Time Travel. WMFO.
To you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt.
You were here before. so. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so special. I wish I was special.
I want. Basically, it's the eyebrows.
WMFO Medford, this is Time Travel. I'm Gary, I'll be your Chris Earle for tonight.
Raise your hopeful voice. You have a chance.
year 5.5/Apple/26, 5 billion years in your future. And this is the day. Hold on. This is the day the sun expands. Welcome to the end of the world.
Captain, and I'm on the bleachers, dreaming about the day when you wake up and find it. spoilers.
Trouble in my dress.
the blue box in private gallery 15, please report to the steward's office immediately.
Time travelers, Derek Guerrier, who is your Chris Earl for tonight. The big picture is coming up in just a few minutes with me again and Lisa Nichols as we break down all of the major events happening in the world. We got one song left, and we've been playing some of the great love songs through the decades. I know I promised no treacly pop stuff off the top, but I'm sorry. That Taylor Swift song is awesome. That is an awesome, I'm not listening to Lisa Nichols, that is an awesome song. Guys, if a girl plays you that song and you don't ask her out, you are heartless and cruel. In the 2000s, we actually just jumped into our current decade with Phillip Phillips. In the 2000s, yeah, love songs got a little bit weird. We heard Playground Love from Air. It's My Life from No Doubt, which is a cover of an old Talk Talk song. And a really, really good, strong love song. Falling Slowly, that's an Oscar winner by Glenn Hansard and Marketa Erglova. And then we went through the whole, like, 90s, whatever was going on there. Starting out with Depeche Mode, which was a holdover from the 80s. And then straight into Weezer with Buddy Holly, which was the beginning of the hipster days. Oasis for the pot smokers with Wonderwall. Radiohead, really cutting into the angsty, I'm not good enough side of love with Creep. And then bringing it right back with the Pet Shop Boys, where the streets have no name, can't take my eyes off of you, for that sort of 80s love song influence. So hopefully you found something in tonight's show that will be perfect for the next time you're pitching Woo, which will hopefully be sometime in the near future. I wish you all love and happiness. And Chris Earl will be back next week to continue your time traveling adventures. Something tells me he'll be back in the DeLorean and not zipping around in a TARDIS, as I prefer to do. The last song tonight is a different kind of love song. It is also a very recent one. It is from this decade, and this is a love song about a place rather than a person. And for my money, one of the better pop songs to come out of this decade. Have a good night, time travelers. We will see you next week, and don't forget the big picture coming up just moments from now here on WMFO Medford.
Far away across the oceans, an undiscovered paradise. Forget New York and California. There's a better place, now close your eyes. Take my hand, we are almost there. Our favorite place on earth,
Massachusetts.
It's the 14th biggest state,
Massachusetts.
Just 4 hours from New York. Books for free at the Boston Library, or try the local brewery.
Massachusetts,
it's a melting pot, my friend.
Massachusetts,
so many cultures hand in hand in perfect harmony.
Welcome to the Massachusetts, land of a thousand tribes.
Come on, boys of Attleboro.
Hello, 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 hello.
Catholic priests of Haverhill.
Haverhill.
Staring dogs of the Suffolk County. Local dance group of Pengreville.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Everyone, living side by side in the state of hope. Believe this place is real.
Massachusetts.
Can't describe the way I feel.
Oh, I live with Steve and John, Mark and Christopher and Tom, Teddy P and Bruce.
Across the Massachusetts.
skyline or a picnic in